What does that quote mean to you now after years and years of finding hope and healing in between where we were flipping records in the living room and where we are today with this amazing new single called Healer?
Well, Nick, it's so surreal to me how someone who was so hopeless. See, when I grew up, my dad was an alcoholic, and I didn't know until I got older what he was going through, and I said I would never do that. And right around the time that I had started playing guitar, I actually started drinking myself, and I ended up going down the road that a lot of people end up going down, because what happens is they think that that's going to fill them up, and I thought that it was going to fill me up and make me feel better. It kind of took away the fear. It gave me liquid courage, and it made me feel better that, you know, inside short period. And what happened is I developed a life of living with, whether it was alcohol, it moved on to drugs, and anything that would change the way that I felt. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I was raised a Christian and grew up in a Christian home, went to church and went to a Christian school and everything. But right around that time is when I stopped going to church, and I ended up going down that path. And, you know, I saw my dad go through a couple of different rehabs, and I said, I'm never going to do that. Started doing it myself, ended up playing around the Southeast and playing in a rock and roll band and doing everything that comes along with rock and roll. Around this time, my dad actually ended up, he found a relationship with God and got sober. You know, he's been sober 27 years.
Wow.
But I said that, you know, that none of this is going to happen to me. And so for a while, I thought that everything was going to be okay, and I would get in trouble doing this. I was like, well, I won't be doing that anymore. And I just kept on striving, because I developed this thing called performance-based acceptance at an early age. I thought that if I did better in school or did better at sports, that I was going to get more love. And I didn't realize that my dad, my father, loved me no matter what. It's just like our Father in heaven loves us no matter what. So when I started playing around the Southeast and started playing around touring and started getting more and more involved with drugs and alcohol, I ended up losing who I was, mm-hmm. losing that connection with Jesus Christ. And see, he never left me. I left him. What happened in my life at that point is I thought if I got a record deal, or I thought I got things in the world that were going to make me happy and whole, that I was going to be okay, and I was going to make a lot of money, and I was going to be rich and famous, and mm-hmm. people were going to love me and everything. And mm-hmm. I was searching for love in all the wrong places mm-hmm. to fill up that hole inside of me that was really made for Jesus. So I got the record deal and went into Muscle Shoals, Alabama. And mm-hmm. we recorded there for a couple of months with the guy that produced the Allman Brothers. And it was really an awesome time, I thought. But on the inside, I was lost and broken and hopeless, because by this time, the alcohol and drugs were not doing anything that I wanted it to, and it was just building a deep void inside of me. Mm-hmm. And I'm just being candid with you, because there's people out there on the airways that probably have gone through this, whether it was, you know, searching for love in a relationship or in a job or anything that we put above Jesus, you know. And so at that point, I was on top of the world, but I was really lost and broken. We finished the album, and another company came in and bought the record label. And they said, well, we're just going to shelve your album, so it's not going to be put out. By this time, I had put everything in it. I put it above my family. I put it above everything. Mm-hmm. And so I was heartbroken, and I ended up just, the band broke up after that. The family started breaking up, and I didn't really see that all of this came down to a relationship, my relationship with God, and it was really my place of ending up hopeless. I ended up homeless in Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow.
And I never thought, Nick, in a million years that I would have nowhere to go and have nothing to eat, nowhere to sleep or anything. And I remember getting kicked out of a drug dealer's house in Atlanta, Georgia, and it was December 2005, and I'll never forget it. I remember saying, God, Jesus, I need you. Mm-hmm. And the next thing I know, I was in a Christ-based recovery center. Spent about 18 months there, and I finally found the relationship with the one person, the one man, the one God, the beginning, the end, Jesus Christ that I'd always been looking for. When I turned my life and my will over to him, everything in my life started changing. I quote this verse because I love it so much. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. And that's Matthew 6:33. If we put God first in our lives, he is the healer. He's the redeemer. He's our savior. He's our forgiver. He is the one that can make all things right in our lives. He gives us free will, so we have to choose to follow him. And if you're out there now and you feel lost or broken, I'm telling you, try it. Try going and putting God first in your life, and a healing will start to take place, and you will not be able to deny it. So how do I feel right now from being hopeless to where I am and having a radio interview about my song Healer, which is really from Jesus? It's like firsthand Saul to Paul story for me, because I was broken, bound, and hopeless, and I had nowhere to go. But I found everything that I've ever needed through Jesus Christ when I just gave it all to him. Amen. So I'm just so grateful to be here. I have a wonderful family today. I never thought I'd be playing music again, but now I get to use the message that he's given me, the story of redemption, to help others through music.
Amen. Let's play that song, Healer, from Jason Fowler. It's headed up the WJTL Top 25, and we're glad to have it spinning here on WJTL, WJTL.com, and streaming on the free WJTL app. You can link through to Jason Fowler at all of his socials by visiting jasonfowlermusic.com. Here is Jason Fowler on FM 90.3 WJTL. Jason Fowler, Healer. FM 90.3 WJTL, the request show is on now. Jason Fowler's Healer, it's spinning here at WJTL, and he's with us tonight on the request show. So glad to have you, Jason. Thank you so much for joining us for a little bit of the request show tonight.
Oh, thank you so much, Nick, for having me, and thank you to everybody else out there that's listening.
I do want to say thank you to Refreshing Mountain Retreat and Adventure Center. They bring you the request show and great interviews like this one with Jason Fowler. They feature new escape room experiences at Refreshing Mountain Retreat and Adventure Center. You can find out all the details online at refreshingmountain.com. Love that song, Healer, and I do feel like it's your testimony, and it's just there behind some amazing music that is singable, and then all of a sudden you feel like you're proclaiming victoriously this amazing change that Christ has brought into your life. I love that.
It's amazing. You know, the amazing change. I remember my wife told me, she said, you know, if you're making music for anything other than Jesus, you're really making a bunch of noise. And it really was at that place where I said, you know what, I need to tell my story. You know, I need to tell my story. The thing is in my story is your story. It's everybody's story. It's like, where were we when we met Christ, you know? And there are still people out there, like you were saying a minute ago, that, you know, a lot of times in this time period in our life, there are a lot of people out there that are hopeless and feel so disconnected. But Jesus is our healer. He's our hope.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for writing that. And I know you're going to do some more writing, as you mentioned, with the Union of Sinners and Saints. And Ian Eskelin, he has been a longtime artist here on WJTL. We play the All-Star United stuff in the mix here on WJTL. And obviously his Francesca Battistelli, his production work with her has been phenomenal and a mainstay here on WJTL lately. But very excited to hear that you're going to be doing some stuff with Ian Eskelin. What inspired that relationship?
Well, actually, I was playing some shows with John Waller, and I had met through a friend of ours, a mutual friend, Chris. He introduced us, and we had talked about recording a couple of songs, and I went up there, and it was great. He's just got a great sense of just overall musicality. He's amazing. And so, you know, his work with Seven Time Down as well, and just a bunch of different people. And so Healer was the second one that we did, and we actually ended up recording about six tunes together, and I have another single coming out, Freedom, shortly. But
yes.
All of these, his relationship with artists, everybody loves him because he's just such a genuine guy who loves God, and he just uses his talent for for God, you know, and to help others. And so that relationship between us is more like a brotherly relationship as well as, you know, a musical one.
Amen. That's amazing. Hearts Across Atlanta is something that we'll talk about here before we go into All-Star United, Savior of My Universe. It's an organization that you and your wife have started. Tell us a little bit about it, Jason.
Well, considering my story of being at one point, you know, hopeless and homeless, I met up with really what I would say would be my calling in life, and that's all of our calling, and that's to use our talents that we've been given by God to love and worship Him and to love others, the two greatest commandments, love God and love others. And, you know, if you don't know what your purpose is in life, start serving in your local church, start serving at the local food pantry, somewhere like that. And you'll bump into what brings you alive and do that with all your heart to love God and to love others. That will make you joyous. It's been designed by God for that. We've been designed by Him for Him. So when we do what we're doing with Hearts Across Atlanta is basically going out and loving on people, using the gospel through music. We have events for homeless shelters as well as for battered women and children and really anybody that is suffering. We bring them meals, we'll bring music and have an event to make them feel loved. We just have a good old time talking about Jesus and singing songs together. So Hearts Across Atlanta is one of those events that allows us, or it's an organization that we have, my wife and I, that and Lauren and Adam are our partners, that we've been able to just find out really what God has wanted for us, and that's to serve Him and to serve others. So it's an amazing thing, too. If you've never tried serving, wow, you need to go out there. That's where we really come alive.
Wow. That's a good word. We've been talking with Jason Fowler during this hour on the WJTL Request Show, and I hate to wrap up the interview. I could talk to you all night on the Request Show, and maybe we'll have you back with your new song. I have seen your new song, and we will definitely be letting folks know about that tune. We're going to keep on spinning Healer here for a while, though, I'll tell you that. You can find out more and connect with Jason Fowler through all of his socials by visiting jasonfowlermusic.com. Thank you so much, Jason.
Thank you, Nick. And thank you, everybody out there at WJTL.
We're going to take a quick break and back to the music with how Jason was talking about Ian Eskelin. We'll hear Ian Eskelin in All-Star United, Savior of My Universe, as we head back to the Request Show here on WJTL. Thanks again, Jason.
Thank you.